You're listening to Privacy Files, the podcast that makes privacy approachable for businesses and consumers alike. This episode is brought to you by Anonymy Labs, makers of MySudo, the world's only all-in-one privacy app, and Sudo Platform, the cloud-based platform companies turn to for seamlessly integrating privacy solutions into their software. Welcome to episode number 33 of Privacy Files, a very special episode of Privacy Files, as we're coming to you from the floor of the Utah Bridal and Wedding Expo here at the Salt Palace in downtown Salt Lake City, where we will be talking to brides-to-be and their friends about their perspectives on privacy and safety. I'm not joined by Sarah today, but I am joined by Connor, who's an intern here at Anonymy Labs, and you will be hearing from Connor in a full episode coming up very soon. We're going to be talking about this show and how MySudo can help people stay private, safe, and even be used as a convenience tool in planning a wedding. Connor, welcome to Privacy Files.
How are you, Rich?
I'm doing awesome. This is great.
Yeah, so, feeling the energy.
Yeah, you can hear there's a lot of noise here in the background, but I guess we're here really to get impressions and perspectives from females on how they view privacy and maybe if there's an intersection between privacy and safety. And right now, as you can probably hear in the background, there's a lot of people here.
It's getting exciting. We're starting to talk to people, and hopefully we'll have some more guests back here later. But I'm just starting us off.
Yeah.
Hopefully to entertain Rich as much as possible with my perspectives. You'll hear more in the next episode.
Yeah, so in our next episode, we're going to be talking to you about how privacy, how does that work today, you know, in the collegiate life? And I'm interested because it's been a few years now since I've walked around on a college campus.
It's definitely something that's becoming more prominent, I think, to students. And for me, it wasn't something I really thought about until about my junior year at college. But when you start to think about it, it's a little scary knowing all your personal data is just floating around somewhere.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing to think about, too, is we're sitting here looking at this Expo 4 right now, is everybody's walking around and they're providing their email address and their phone number because they want to enter these giveaways. And I wonder how many people are thinking about what's going to be done with that information.
And to be honest, I would say not a lot at first impression, but after they stop at the MySudo booth, they might have a different perspective on the matter.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, it's a pretty good size expo, I'd say. There's what, about 150 maybe vendors, maybe 200?
Yeah, I would say around there. And I haven't had the opportunity to walk the whole thing. I really want to go check out that mechanical bull, you know what I mean. Take that for a ride.
And as I've heard, wedding season is year-round in Utah.
Definitely.
So I think also something else to think about is we're talking about MySudo and a privacy app, that one thing to think about is these big life events. So weddings, wedding planning, shopping for a car, a house, maybe a newborn is on the way. These major events in your life and how you're giving out your information to so many different people during that planning process or that purchasing process. And that's another good use case, I think, for an app like MySudo.
I agree. I think consumers, when they're put in this point in their lives with big events like weddings or purchasing a house, they're so excited for the aftermath of the purchase or the event that they're not really thinking about it in the moment. But then, as we heard from Nina last week, a year later, still getting spammed with all these emails from the events like this of giving away the personal information.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's got to be so frustrating too. I know there's so many times I try to get out of these spam emails, and sometimes it makes it worse. I'll opt out and then I get five times more.
Yeah, and in my experience at the university, I'll have signed up for something that I'm intrigued about, and then all of a sudden I'm getting emails from newsletters about the same topics but completely different companies, and I'm just wondering, how did my email end up in that pool? Yeah. So that's something I'm currently dealing with at the collegiate level.
And I think for some people, there's a convenience angle too as well. It's not just because everybody's got a different level of interest in privacy, and that's fine. It depends on your personal definition. But It's also for something like here in a wedding expo where you're thinking about planning a wedding, it's also just easy to compartmentalize these different aspects of that process so that you can better manage all the vendors that you're dealing with. Because I would imagine each vendor has a different level of complexity.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And another thing that MySudo could provide is you can create sudos for different things. And with all these different vendors here, you could fall those sudo emails under different uses. You know, we got insurance companies here. We got photographers here. So you could create 4 to 5 different sudos just for this expo.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we're here for 4 hours. So this is it's not a terribly long expo, but it's pretty packed already.
Yeah.
And so at some point here, we're going to start asking, we're going to interview a few people and just get their impressions on privacy. Where they kind of fall in this process, and how do they feel about that intersection between privacy and security? And also just ask them if they've had any scary moments over time. Maybe they've had a data breach or two. I know I've had my credit card hacked a couple of times. Identity theft is a huge problem, and I don't think there's anybody I know that hasn't had an experience with identity theft. So I'm really curious to hear what the female perspective is on privacy, because this podcast, for instance, is an example. Probably 1 out of every 4 listeners is female, and you know, kind of wonder why that might be. And I'd like to get to the bottom of that. So we're in the right place for it.
Yep. Well, hopefully we can find some people to give us the answers that we're looking for.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for answers. And when people are stopping by the booth here, they're downloading the app, giving them a nice crumble cookie.
Yummy.
How can you pass up a sweet like
the
that?
The Utah favorite, the crumble cookie.
Yes.
And we're hypnotizing. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so the booth is pretty full already. And we're also letting people enter into a drawing to win a pizza oven, which is pretty nice.
It is a very heavy-duty pizza oven. It looks like it will create some nice Neapolitan pies, is what it looks like.
What do you think so far? So, Connor, just so people know, so now you're interning here at Anonymy Labs.
I am.
You've been here for a couple of weeks now, 2-3 weeks?
This is the end of my second week, is this week, actually. It is a Saturday for listeners.
Oh, gotcha. So what do you think so far?
It's great. It's great for me coming from a job in retail and then also being able to apply my learnings from college and just being in a more professional setting. It's something I really enjoy. I've been able to be a part of a lot of creative processes already, which is right up my alley. It's been great to learn about the privacy and data security industry. As I said, I kind of started thinking about it in my junior year, but recently it's really kind of shined a new light on all of my personal information.
Yeah.
So it's been great to just learn about the entire industry, learn about our product offerings. I've already used MySudo. I was lucky enough to get an account with a subscription with being hired on, and I've been able to use my account, and I can say you learn how many uses it has so quickly. After you use it one time, you're kind of constantly in that space of, oh, I should just use MySudo. Keep your data safe, your personal information. You don't really have to worry about it.
I don't want to steal too much thunder from your episode next week, but so far working in a privacy-oriented company, what has it been like to you in terms of, I'm going to college, a lot of stuff's going on, you're sharing your information. Has it made you think a little bit more about how you handle your personal data?
100%. I was definitely very willing to just sign up for things, throw my email out there, not really worry about the consequences. And I, as a college student, am still clearing out spam from all this stuff I've signed up for, accounts I've had to make. I prefer my personal email for a lot of things, but now it's nice to know I can use MySudo because it's still easy access and it still puts all these things in one place. And if you create your different sudos for different reasons, it's even more organized. It's really great to have that control.
Hey, from your experience on campus, and I know part of your collegiate life was the whole COVID situation.
Yep.
So that, I'm sorry for you there. That must have been awful. You missed out on some of your college experience. But is a privacy app something that you see college students use, or what are people usually texting? Or just regular texting? Are they using Snapchat, WhatsApp?
So I would say, in my experience, most of the communication, at least for group projects and things like that, would take place on just text messages and group chats. I know Snapchat is still a very big app for people my age, so you'd see a lot of that. GroupMe, I saw kind of a rise in GroupMe towards the end of my senior year is when I started to see more group chats use GroupMe. I had an entire class create a GroupMe. So those are probably the biggest communication platforms that are used from my experience. I would, in the past, tried to use an application like Discord. You know, you call, video, everything on there, but it's kind of hard to get everyone to commit. And I do think, you know, students having access to an app like MyStudio, you can do all of that on there without releasing any of your personal information. Because now, I mean, and we'll hear more about this on my episode, have so many people's numbers. I've given my number out to so many people. I don't know what they're going to do with it. Quite frankly, I don't like half the people who that has it.
Uh-oh.
You know, so
yeah,
I don't know if someone's being a little devious and signing me up for newsletters and stuff with my personal information.
Yeah. I don't want to steal your thunder from your next episode, but I just kind of wanted to get you over here and talk to you a little bit as we rotate people in and out throughout the next 3.5 hours or so for this show.
Yep.
Should be good. And we're going to learn a lot.
I'm excited.
It looks like the hall is filling up.
Filling up big time. We're getting a lot of people over here. I'm sure we'll have some guests coming up real soon for you, Rich.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich.
All right, we've got somebody else here, and your name, please.
My name is Alejandra.
Oh, good to meet you. And did you just get here to the expo, or have you been walking around for a while?
I got here like 15 minutes ago, probably like 2015.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you just a few questions about privacy and safety, security, just something like that. In that angle, and just feel free to add some color to whatever it is.
All right.
What does privacy mean to you?
I think privacy is like where you share what you want to share, but what you want to keep private, you keep it to yourself. Like a lot of us want to share what we want to share.
And what about, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it's the most important to you, 1 being it's unimportant, how would you rate privacy for you?
I'm very open about a lot of things, but when it comes to like certain like family issues and like friends, I like to keep those very personal and private. So if I share something with you that I feel like, hey, it's going to be a private session, then like I want it to stay like that.
Now, you've been walking around the expo. Have you been given your personal information to any vendors yet?
No, not really. Well, I've been giving the brides.
Because best case scenario, you'll just show up on an email list, right? You'll get some you'll get some emails here probably in the next couple of days. Worst case scenario, somebody steals your identity, right?
That's what I don't want.
Yeah, you don't want that. Okay, so next question for you is, how knowledgeable do you feel about your risk exposure when it comes to protecting your privacy online? So again, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 would be you think you know all there is to know about your risk exposure, and 1 means you have hardly any knowledge at all. How knowledgeable do you feel about the privacy space?
I feel like there's a lot I can learn, but on a scale 1 to 10, I think I'm like a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Like, I'm not very knowledgeable about certain stuff sometimes.
Sure.
And like, there's things I do that I think I regret after. Like, I'm like, oh wait, why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense. And so, like, I guess, do you use Google or Google products like Gmail?
Yeah, like email. Mostly Gmail or Google is mostly. And like YouTube as well, because you know how you have to sign into YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Next question. So this is kind of a two-part. If I presented a message to you and one part of the message, let's say one version says privacy, the other version is about personal safety, which message would get your attention more and motivate you to act on something? Is it personal privacy or personal safety?
I think personal safety.
Okay. And could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Just because coming from a society where you have to have a lot of precaution, and I feel like personal safety is more about me personally, not about like everybody else around me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I put myself first for privacy. So I think that's why I would choose that one more.
Okay, good. And do you use a communications app like Snapchat, WhatsApp, or any privacy type app?
I use Instagram and Snapchat.
Okay, you use Instagram, Snapchat. Good. Have you ever thought about using a privacy app?
No, I've never actually thought of it.
Okay. And then here's a two-part question. So aesthetics, meaning, you know, how the app looks, the colors, the feel, just the user-friendliness versus functionality. How would you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 the importance of the look and the feel of a communications app? 10 being super important, 1 being unimportant.
You mean like the function of the app?
Just the look and the feel, the aesthetics, kind of more how cool it is.
I think if it works and it like looks decent enough and it works perfectly, I think it's good. I don't really go for the aesthetics as much on certain apps because I'm like, I like the function of it.
Oh, that's good. That's interesting.
The aesthetic of it.
So again, then on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the importance of functionality of a communications
app? I think a 10.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. That's interesting. A couple more questions then. Do you use a VPN?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, really? How long have you been using one?
I've been using one since I started high school.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you get introduced to VPN? I'm curious.
Because the school Wi-Fi doesn't allow us to do certain things. So we would, someone told me to do a VPN so I can be able to like text my mom through Snapchat or something.
Oh, okay.
So the VPN is like...
I won't probe any further on that one. Do you use other privacy tools like a password manager or private browser like DuckDuckGo?
I know that the private browser.
Okay.
But I don't know if I've ever used it.
Okay.
I don't know if it just activates on iPhone or something.
Okay, very cool. One last question. To your knowledge, have you ever had some kind of a data breach where like identity theft, somebody stole your credit card information, your personal data? Any incident like that has ever happened related to your data?
I think one time there was an issue where someone bought a whole bunch of stuff with my card. So I had to cancel my card and it was coming from over $100 spent.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like, I didn't make any of these. So I had to cancel my card, but I never knew where it came from.
Okay, good. That's all. Those are all the questions I had. I appreciate your time and just be careful when you're walking around the expo floor here. Just make sure you're not, I know it's enticing to want to win some of those giveaways, but.
I know, but I also think about it. I'm like, oh, I don't know how accurate it is either.
We interviewed Nina over there. We interviewed her a couple of weeks ago and she got married, I think last year. She's still getting spam emails from working with vendors.
I don't like it.
Yeah, so just be careful. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
And what is your name?
My name is Carrie Thompson.
Carrie, good to meet you. So I'm just going to ask you just a few questions about privacy. So we're really looking for a female perspective on privacy, safety, and security since, you know, everybody's here walking the floor, giving out their information, trying to win the giveaways. So what does privacy mean to you?
I guess it's just like a sense of security, I guess. Like it is interesting giving out my email to all these different companies that I guess I don't really know like what they're going to do with it. Last year I came here and I ended up getting like a bunch of different emails from like places that I didn't really like give my email to, which was interesting. But
do you get a lot of spam?
Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really the most important, 1 being unimportant, where does privacy fall for you?
I would say like a 7 or an 8. Like it is pretty important. Like I guess like on my phone and stuff particularly, like I have like a VPN that I'll use when I'm at school since like our Wi-Fi is like kind of like an open Wi-Fi. So I use like a VPN to kind of like make sure that people can't get onto my phone, it is pretty important.
Very cool. And do you feel like you've paid more attention to privacy recently? Has it changed for you?
I think it has, like, because I live on my own now. Like, when I was living with my parents or when I was in high school, I think it was less important. But now that I'm older and I'm living on my own, it definitely is more important because I understand it a little bit more.
And what about the privacy message versus the personal safety message? Which one motivates you to act more, privacy or safety?
Probably safety, if I had to be honest. Just seems more dangerous to people, if, like, personal safety-wise, like, having like pepper spray on you and stuff like that rather than like somebody like hacking your email or like getting spam emails, it seems less dangerous.
Do you use a communication app like WhatsApp or Snapchat?
I use Snapchat and I use Instagram.
Okay. And have you ever thought about using more of a privacy themed type of an app?
Not really, just because my friends like use Snapchat the most and Instagram the most. So it's, yeah.
And what about aesthetics versus functionality? What is more important to you in an app?
I think functionality, honestly. I feel like sometimes aesthetics seems more like pleasing, but I think functionality is more important when it comes to app usage.
Do you use a VPN?
I do, yeah.
And is it just on your phone, your laptop, both?
I have it on my phone and my laptop.
Okay, and when did you start using that?
In high school. So in high school, the reason why I had it was to get around so our school Wi-Fi would like block certain apps, and so I would use a VPN to like use it. But now I just kept using it to kind of like protect myself and other stuff. Yeah.
Someone else said that. It seems to be a common theme for school.
Yeah.
And have you ever used a password manager?
No.
Okay. Any other privacy type apps that you've used, like private browsing or private email?
I kind of always have my phone, like the Safari, like on the private browser situation, like rather than the public browser. So yeah, that's what I usually keep it on.
Cool. And one final question. Have you ever, to your knowledge, had some type of a data breach, identity theft, something of that nature that's happened to you personally or somebody in your family?
My dad did, but he has like a computer software like protector thing now that like stays on his computer. I don't know what it is, but he has it on there now. But he did have like some passwords stolen from him and stuff and like got his bank account like information like
very smart.
Looked into. So
yeah, very smart. Well, good. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Just remember, as you're walking around the floor, just be careful who you're handing your email and phone number out to.
I will.
All right, okay. Carrie, thanks so much. And what is your name?
My name is Justin Johnson.
Justin, good to meet you. So you've been here from the start or you just got here?
We got here probably an hour ago.
And are you getting married or?
Yes, I'm getting married in July, July 8th.
Congratulations. So what has it been like so far here? Just going through the expo and the wedding planning process overall?
Chaos. Absolute chaos. Really enjoyable, but chaos.
So let me ask you, on the privacy topic, what does privacy mean to you?
Privacy is keeping those people who you want in like your circle, and keeping those people who you don't want in your circle out of your circle.
Which is getting harder today.
Yes, very much.
On a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being the most important, 1 being unimportant, where do you rate privacy?
Probably 8 to 10 range.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. And so how knowledgeable do you feel that you are about your risk exposure to, let's say, data breaches related to privacy? Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really knowledgeable, 1 being not knowledgeable at all.
I would say my overall knowledge is probably right around a 4, although I wish it was a lot higher.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that the documentary, The Social Dilemma, where they show you how the social media big tech's playing, pulling the strings? And
Yes. And I had nightmares for days afterwards.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yes.
What about privacy versus the safety message? What would resonate more with you, personal privacy or personal safety?
That's a good question. I would probably have to go, being the age I am now, I would probably lean more towards privacy safety.
You
know,
okay.
When I was younger, it made more sense for like physical safety, you know, stranger danger, things like that.
But oh, sure.
Now it's more privacy because everything is moved online and everything's out there for everyone to see.
Do you use a communication app like, you know, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I deleted Snapchat recently. I just didn't like some of the updates they were doing. I didn't feel very secure with them. So I used to use them very heavily, but now it's more specifically, you know, iMessage on Apple, things like that.
And when it comes to a communications app, what do you place more importance on, the aesthetics or the functionality?
I would say functionality myself, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's coming up a lot. I'm pretty surprised. And then, have you ever used a VPN?
I have, yes.
When did you first start and how did you get introduced to VPN?
This sounds terrible, and I apologize to anyone if they know me listening, but in my high school, we had a 1-to-1 ratio agreement with Apple, so we all had Apple iPads, but they all had very strict, you know, regulations on them from the school. And so people found out if they downloaded a VPN on their iPad, they could bypass some of the security features and do things like watch Netflix when you weren't supposed to. So that's when I first got into VPNs, was doing, you know, simple things like that that a 16-year-old thinks is fun and funny, but not more than, much more than that.
Very cool. Have you, do you use any other privacy tools like password manager or private email, private browsing?
No. Well, okay. I have used, DuckDuckGo or something like
that.
Oh,
sure.
I've seen billboards for that. I haven't really explored into it. I downloaded it at one point, but that's about all I did.
And then last question, have you, to your knowledge, have you ever had any kind of a data breach or some personal compromise of your data, let's say like identity theft?
To my knowledge, no. I wouldn't be surprised if it has, but yeah. I have had relatives that things like they get their Facebook hacked or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never personally experienced that, but I know people who have.
Yeah, I've had my Twitter hacked one time, but yeah, that it's so common today. I think pretty much everybody I know has had some identity theft issue. I've had my credit card information stolen twice, so it's just crazy. And I'm just watching as everybody's walking around the expo floor here, and they're just handing out their email and their phone number, and they're not probably really thinking about just how bad of an idea that is.
True. That is very true.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer some of these questions.
Of course.
And,
thank you.
And good luck again on your future wedding and your happy marriage.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. And your name?
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And how are you enjoying this so far?
It's been very interesting.
Has it?
Not bad. A little overwhelming, but it's not bad.
Have you been giving your personal contact information to a lot of different vendors yet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Too many.
So what does privacy mean to you?
Security.
Security?
Yeah.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most important, 1 being not important at all, how does privacy fall for you?
Probably an 8 or a 9. I'm pretty closed off.
Very good. And how knowledgeable do you feel about privacy and your risk exposure? Again, on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being most knowledgeable, 1 being not knowledgeable at all.
A 2.
Okay, yeah.
Not as much as I should.
I think
honestly.
you're in a big group, actually.
Okay.
And then in terms of privacy versus the safety message, so personal safety versus personal privacy, what would get your attention the most? What would motivate you to act the most?
I guess something that's more like for sure helps protect, not just a lot of places that are like, oh yeah, we definitely can, but here you go, you're going to do all this stuff and give away your personal info, but don't worry, we're going to keep it safe. Something that's for sure actually keeping me safe and can prove it.
And do you use any communications type apps like WhatsApp or Snapchat? Or
I use Snapchat sometimes.
And have you thought about a privacy-oriented app at any point, like a Telegram, Signal, MySudo?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about, so aesthetics versus functionality, when it comes to a communication app, what's more important to you?
Functionality.
Functionality. Yeah. By far, like a big difference?
Probably a 30 to 70.
30 to 70.
Yeah.
But the aesthetics does play a part,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
There's a part. And what about VPN? Have you used a VPN before?
No, but I've thought about it.
Okay. And what was the reason for thinking about the VPN at the time?
There are lots of shows I like to watch that are off of streaming services, but I know if I have a VPN, I can get them on different ones.
That's what a lot of people do. It's surprising how few people use VPN for privacy, and it's more for the shows.
Yeah.
Have you used any other privacy-themed apps like or tools like Password Manager, Private Browsing, Private Email? Okay, good. And then final question, I guess, to kind of wrap this up is, to your knowledge, have you ever had a situation where you've had like identity theft or some kind of breach of your personal data?
I've had my password that I've had since childhood was on a huge data breach. Had to go and change almost every account that I had that had that password. And it was something I used since I was a little kid. And yep, it was a huge thing. Kept getting lots of weird scam stuff. Even like mail suddenly started coming to me. That was really, really sketchy. It was a whole huge thing. So had to change all of those.
Okay. Well, that's really all. It's Sebastian, right?
Yes.
Sebastian, appreciate you stopping by. Thanks so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. Enjoy the show. Crisula, we've got you now on the podcast.
Yes, you do.
So you've been working the booth here for MySudo since, what, 1 o'clock, right?
Yep.
How's it going so far?
It's been good. It's been fun kind of showing the brides, you know, how they can use this app. I think at first people are confused, why is there a privacy booth at a wedding expo? So it's kind of like we reel them in with, hey, here's our giveaway, and then, hey, here's really how our app can help you. And it's cool because a lot of people are like, this is awesome. So it's really just a lot of just exposure, I think, for the app in general, which is really cool.
And it seems to be resonating with people when you tell them, oh, by the way, you're giving out your personal information to
yes.
all these vendors.
Yes. Well, everyone's telling us, oh, I wish we came to you first. Like, you were the first booth we saw because they already gave out some of their emails and stuff. But yeah, that's what's really resonating with them.
It looks like there's a lot of weddings coming.
I know.
Wow. What a process. And so maybe I ask you, I don't know if I, because you were on the podcast at least once or twice mm-hmm. before. What does privacy mean to you?
I think it's just a form of feeling safe and protection overall to me. Like when I think privacy, I feel safety. Like things that just make me feel safe is overall what privacy means to me.
And you use probably some kind of communication app aside from MySudo. Have you ever used my Snapchat or WhatsApp?
Oh, of course. I think, like I said, I'm obviously on social media and on all those apps that can be scary sometimes. So I still do my best. Like I'm very aware of it, especially now that I'm now working here that I've been even more aware of everything, but I'll use the apps where I can to be safe, like more safe. I'll use my pseudo where I can, anytime I can, honestly, but I'm still on social media. It's hard to completely cut it off. So it's finding a balance of make sure you have a private account, make sure that you're being cautious of who you're messaging and where you're putting your email. I think, like I said, I've been way more cautious of your digital exhaust and where that trail is, because I'll online shop, but then I have no idea where anything's going.
The one-click Amazon button.
Yep. Yep.
Bye.
You're done.
So has your attitude toward privacy changed over time?
It has. I think especially with the app MySudo, seeing how much it eliminates, has really opened my eyes to how much really there was no barrier there. I kind of was out of sight, out of mind, because I knew it was scary. So it's like, I almost don't want to know because it is scary. But overall, I'm really happy that I'm learning more because it's so important. This day and age, you need to be aware of online and what how it works, your safety, your privacy, and what it all means.
And what do you think from a female perspective, this intersection between privacy and safety? I mean, just your thoughts about that overall.
I mean, you think privacy in general, not even online. You close your blinds, you close your door. You want that privacy because you want to feel safe. You want to feel like people aren't watching you on the outside, but then it's the same thing. It's the same perspective of on your phone. You want to make sure people aren't watching you, but they are. So you need to do, you just don't see them physically watching you or you would in person. So it's not as scary, but there's stalkers online. There's weirdos online. Like, you need to do what you need to do to be just as careful online that you are in person. And I think that's what people need to be more aware about is you do so many things in person. Like what you said, closing your blinds, locking your door. You do all those physical privacy things. People should be doing the same thing online.
Have you ever had any incident of a data breach or identity theft issues?
I never had, but a ton of my cousins have had their like Instagrams hacked or certain things like that, or people will make fake accounts in their names pretending to be them and they're like, this is not me, trying to just fix what they can do. So I see it all the time. Knock on wood, it's never happened to me. I'm a private account, but it still can happen to people who are private accounts. Just your profile picture, they'll see your profile, they'll find your username, and then they'll create a new account pretending to be you just from your profile picture and just from your username.
I guess one final thing is, so we're here in a bridal show, and obviously, mm-hmm. pretty female-dominated audience. When I look at the statistics on the podcast, the listenership is about only one out of every four are female. What do you think might be going on there?
I honestly, it's just interesting to me that it's not more females, because I feel like women are scared of, yeah, there's a lot of weird stalkers online guarded towards women. So I think it's more showing the awareness of do what you can to be more safe online too. Like, I think a lot of women do a lot of protection things like pepper spray or things like that physically, but it's like we need to educate them to do just the same online. So I think it's more of like a learning curve. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm assuming.
I guess there's this big privacy knowledge gap.
For sure.
For people.
For sure.
Well, cool. Well, I think that's really all I had.
All right.
I know it's been hectic today, but...
But it's been fun.
It has been, and we're getting close to wrapping up, so... All right, well, that's all I had.
Okay,
We'll see you again.
You.
Hopefully you'll be on the show again sometime soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, and your name is?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, great to meet you. And did you just get here, or you've been walking the floor for a while?
Just a little while.
Okay, cool. What does privacy mean to you?
Security, peace, ease of mind.
Has your views of privacy changed over time?
Yes. The more, the larger the internet gets, the more information that everyone collects. I always answer the, what are we collecting information? I always go through and unselect things or select or, yeah. I'm just always thinking about it.
Yeah, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most important, 1 being unimportant, how does privacy fall for you?
Probably a 7.5, because I do like connecting with people, and I'm a Southerner, so
oh,
it's hard.
Where are you
not, from Florida.
Okay, I lived in Florida for 9 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, South Florida.
So it's just part of my nature. I just want to connect with people and overshare. So that's why it's not a 10.
And how knowledgeable do you feel about your risk exposure when it comes to personal privacy? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very knowledgeable, 1 being not knowledgeable at all.
It's probably a 5.
In the middle?
There's a general, I know that my information is probably everywhere, but I don't know in what way.
and in terms of, so if I had two different versions of a message, one was talking about your personal privacy and the other one was personal safety, which one would get you to, would motivate you to act more? Would it be the personal safety message or the personal privacy message?
I don't know. I think either, because in my head, those kind of go like together.
They're intertwined for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you, do you use a kind of, any kind of a communications app like Snapchat, WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal?
Yeah, I have Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, technically, kind of, you know, just, oh, I have lots of things.
I didn't know. Pinterest has a communications feature?
Yeah, but you can message people.
What's more important for you in a communications app? Is it aesthetics or is it functionality?
A little bit of both. If I want the functionality to be aesthetic, I want it to be kind of like the UX part of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it doesn't matter how well it works if it doesn't, like, look nice while doing that. I don't know. I'm high maintenance. I want everything.
So if the design is really bad, even if the functionality is good, it's probably a no-go for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do you use any other privacy products, let's say VPN?
No, but I want one.
Okay. And when did you first learn about VPN? Do you remember?
Sometime in the last 5-6 years, just when people would, like on YouTube, it was their ad, like Nord, or I won't name drop, sorry.
Oh,
other VPNs.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Yeah, they're always like YouTubers are promoting them all the time. And would you do it more for the privacy or for just being able to watch certain channels or, I mean, certain, you know, video content based on your location?
A little bit of both. I always do like private, like a private, what do they call it? Like on Safari or Chrome or something.
Private browser.
Yeah, private browser.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have an extra something. But also, yeah, for the videos, that would be nice.
Got it. And then one final question. To your knowledge, have you ever had some kind of a data breach related to your personal data, like identity theft?
No, but my... Oh, well, I'll get notifications of every once in a while of people trying to log into my account. But my mom actually had someone use her account from another country, like her bank card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in Russia. And she got a notification of like somebody bought something online. Luckily, it was her credit card or something. So she was covered, but she had to change all her passwords. Luckily, the bank she was banking with was very on top of it and noticed right away. So we didn't like lose any money, but it was scary to think that, oh, someone could even find that.
Oh, and all the effort it takes to go back and fix everything. Oh, my gosh.
And what part the anxiety afterwards.
And what part of Florida are you from? I was down in the Boca Raton area, you know, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's nice. I've been down to Fort Lauderdale before, but I'm originally from Jacksonville, but I've also spent a lot of time in Central Florida and like the Gulf Coast. I've moved a lot.
Okay, cool. Well, are you enjoying Utah?
It's really dry, but I do like how there's like so many companies booming. There's always something to do sort of thing. Kind of like, you know, this, there's always something. The mountains are pretty. So.
Very, very different change from Florida to Utah.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And your name is?
Alicia Fernandez.
Alicia, good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
So how have you been enjoying the show so far?
It's been awesome.
Yeah?
Lots of vendors, tons of giveaways. I entered just about everything, so.
And so you were saying before we started recording here that you were looking to get engaged probably in a couple months.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And we have a ring chosen.
Uh-huh.
He asked my mom for permission, all that stuff, so.
A general idea of when the wedding might take place?
January next year.
So January. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got some planning to do.
Yes, lots of planning to do.
And you've been walking the floor. Have you been handing out your personal information to vendors?
Yes. Yeah.
Here comes the spam.
Yes, very true.
So my first question for you is, what does privacy mean to you?
I think privacy means to me feeling safe and secure and feeling like I can go out and do things without much risk attached to it.
Very good. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most important, 1 being unimportant, how does privacy fall for you?
I think a 9, probably. 8, 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Good for you. Has your view of privacy changed over time?
It definitely has. I feel like it's kind of evolved. I grew up in a pretty strict household, so I didn't have a lot of privacy growing up. And I think that has made me value it more since I moved out and went to college and everything.
Okay.
And I really keep my view of privacy, at least, has developed and it's become much more important as time has gone on. So
on the same scale then, from 1 to 10, how knowledgeable do you feel about your risk, like your exposure to some of these privacy dangers like identity theft and your accounts getting hacked? 10 being really knowledgeable, 1 being not knowledgeable.
I think maybe 6 to 7.
6 to 7, okay.
Yeah, I do content creation and writing, and so I actually helped a client. I ghost wrote a few books on cybersecurity for her.
Oh, really?
So through that experience, I learned a lot about protecting my data and the risks associated with different things. So,
do you also create content for social media?
Yes.
Oh, wait, are you on TikTok, YouTube?
I'm on Instagram mostly.
Oh, okay. You want to promote your channel?
Yeah. So it's Artista Alicia. I'm an artist, a writer, an editor. I just graduated from BYU with my bachelor's in editing and publishing. I've written several books. I do music and theater and paint and a bunch of different art. So, yeah.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So, two parts to this, really. So, if I were to present to you a message, and I said, okay, one message is going to be about your personal safety and the other is about personal privacy. Which one would motivate you most to act on that message? Is it the personal safety or the personal privacy?
I think probably personal safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you feel, do you feel that those two concepts intersect a little bit?
Yeah, I think they definitely go hand in hand. I feel like safety has a bit of an emotional charge to it, though. So I feel instantly more drawn to it when you talk about safety just because that's kind of a trigger emotional word. So,
okay. Yeah. And do you use any communication apps yourself, like Snapchat or WhatsApp or any other
privacy? I use WhatsApp mostly. I have family overseas, so yeah.
Have you thought at all of ever using a privacy-themed communications app?
I've thought of it before. I think mostly the issue for me has been is that there isn't much being advertised out there for a privacy communication app.
Sure.
So there's definitely a need for it maybe, but maybe not so many people offering that. So.
And so in the context of a communications app, how would you look at aesthetics versus functionality? What's more important to you?
Functionality. I think aesthetics may matter a lot to some people, but for me mostly it's that it's not just super hard and a jumble to get through.
Easy to use.
Yes, easy to use. But I think mostly just functionality would be what I would focus on.
Does the design play any part at all in your decision to use a communications app?
I mean, I want to say it does. I'm a very visual person. I do graphic design, so obviously I'm drawn to things that have, you know, bigger buttons or like better colors and better fonts and things like that. But at the end of the day, if something works better for me, then I'm willing to kind of downplay how important the aesthetics are to me.
And other, what about other privacy tools like VPN? Have you used a VPN before?
I have, yes.
Okay. When did you start using one?
I want to say about 2 years ago.
Do you remember what spurred you to do that? Was there a moment in time? Did somebody tell you about it, introduce you to it?
I learned about it through that cybersecurity job that I had the content creation. I had already been hearing about it for a while just because it's safer and kind of helps you protect your information. is what I learned about it. So that kind of inspired me.
And do you use it just for your laptop or do you have one for your phone too?
I have it mostly for my laptop. Okay. I do just about everything on my laptop. I usually travel with it everywhere. So today's a kind of a rare for me that I don't have it with me. So laptop is more important to me.
And do you do a lot of traveling?
Yes.
Very cool. What about other tools like Password Manager? Do you use one of those?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Private browsing.
I do private browsing sometimes.
Oh, but you're very privacy conscious. Yeah,
yeah, but not very often. So yeah.
Okay, and then the final question I have for you is: to your knowledge, do you know if there's ever been a time where you've had some kind of compromise of your personal data, let's say identity theft?
Yes. So I have received emails from. I mean, the biggest one was the Facebook data leak that happened a few months ago. And they sent out an email saying, oh, hey, we've had some passwords leaked out. We think you might be at risk. And then I went in and changed my password right away. And I think there have been a couple other channels that I've used, maybe my Gmail account once, and I'm not remembering, but a different social media account that they just let me know, hey, your password might be compromised. And I just went in and changed the password. So.
It happens all the time, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's
crazy.
It does. It's insane.
Well, cool. Well, that was awesome. That's really all I had.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we've got Maddie here. Maddie's been working the booth at the Bridal Expo since, what, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. Well,
you were here earlier, but...
But the fun started at 1.
It did. What did you learn?
I kind of learned a lot, to be honest. I was pretty surprised. I feel like a lot of people actually knew that there is an issue with privacy in our world, so it was kind of nice to hear their perspective on it, but then also kind of show them how you can use my pseudo for your wedding process and your planning. So it was really fun just to get to know everyone, and everyone was so nice. So I would love to do it again.
Yeah, we interviewed several people and I love to hear their perspective on everything. I think if you were to ask me my takeaway, I'm surprised that people do seem to be a lot more aware of privacy.
Yeah, and I agree.
And I did want that female perspective. Obviously, being in a bridal expo, we were gonna get that here. But I'm really surprised. There's a lot of people really, they're in tune. There's some VPN users out there, I've noticed.
Yep, I heard that as well.
A couple of password manager users out there. And I'm really pleased to say that this was a success, learned a lot. And I know you could kind of see the look on people's faces when you said, by the way, you know, you're giving their contact information to all these vendors. You know what's going to happen with that, right?
Yeah. They aren't surprised, but then they're kind of like, oh, you're right. And they don't really know what to do about it. I mean, this guy was like, you guys are the smartest people here. You know how it is. Because everyone loves giveaways. You're going to do it. But you just can't use your personal email.
And what about you? I mean, how has your attitude towards privacy changed, even just working here?
So much. That's what I told people. I was like, I had no idea what this app was before, and it just has changed everything when I'm buying things online, when I'm talking to people. Even when I was entering giveaways today, I was like, I am not giving my personal email when I'm talking to people. You know, you just give them kind of the basics of who you are, but you just have to be careful. And so it just kind of teaches you things.
I think I ate too many crumble cookies.
Me too.
That was a good giveaway. And yes. Hopefully the person that just won this pizza oven is going to be showing up at the booth pretty soon, because I don't want to take this home.
I know. And then they can make delicious pizzas.
It's like 40-something pounds, and it was it was a lot of work to get it here to the show. So, yeah, this was great. Enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun. I hope we can do this again. I'd love to do another one of these events here locally in Salt Lake.
Yes, or even out of state. We'll go big.
Go big. All right. Well, that's it for this special episode of Privacy Files here live at the Bridal Expo here in downtown Salt Lake City. And I guess we're in the Salt Palace, right?
Yep. Salt Palace.
Big place. Awesome. Lots of friendly people. Lots of people getting married. And marriage is alive and well here in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Until next time, don't forget, privacy is a human right.